All right, we came through a weekend okay. Let's take a look at what's coming up this week for us weather-wise. Anthony J. is in the Weather Center. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
I am okay. I'm losing my voice. I have an abscess in the right side of my mouth. And other than that, things are just hunky-dory for a Monday morning.
Well, I hope that clears up for you.
Sooner or later it will. So now, we got thunderstorms last night and stuff like that. Are these thunderstorms with us for like the next couple of days?
We did. In fact, we had, I think, some hail yesterday in parts of northern New Jersey around the stadium, the NFL stadium there. That was on video. I saw that on social media. And so we could see, and will see, I should say, not could, will. I'm pretty confident that we'll see those storms by mid to late afternoon, and they could get a little strong as there's a little tail end of a cool front combining with all this humidity. So you might even see a little bit of hail later today and some strong winds and lightning after about 2 o'clock till about 7 o'clock or so, and then they will clear out, and then we're going to see a drier one for Tuesday in terms of less rain, but the rain might move in by the nighttime tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, I think it's kind of a sort of a cloudy day with some showers in the morning. And then a cold front is going to try and sweep in across southern Canada and give us some strong thunderstorms by the end of the day. So if you like thunderstorms, Marshall, if you like to see that this time of year, lightning and thunderclouds.
I like watching thunderstorms. I do.
So we're gonna have those around for at least today and Wednesday, and I think pretty sure on Thursday as well. But if you're driving out there, watch out. The winds could get gusty, and you could have some of those patio umbrellas blown around.
I was just going to say my patio umbrellas are horizontal right now, along with the table. I have them. I tie them into the deck, so they won't blow away. The worst that'll happen is the whole table just goes over on its side. So, and I was going to pick it up yesterday, but I said, you know what? We're going to have more thunderstorms, so I'll just leave it down to the threat of thunderstorms goes away, because I'm not going to go out there. So,
yeah, that's perfect. And I have had that happen to me a few times where, we're having a little barbecue, and then. A thunderstorm comes by and everything gets wrecked. And that happened to me last summer. It was kind of funny, but so that's the more logical way, I guess, of doing it. We still got a few weekends left of summer, and kids are going back to school. When do they go back up there? Next week?
Oh, no, some of them go back. Let's see here. Yeah, some of them go back around here last week of August.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's when summer ends, it's like.
I just think it's crazy because when you go back to school the last week of August, you get that all Labor Day weekend. It all screws up and you get off anyways. They should just start it after Labor Day, then your weekend. That start school that Tuesday, after Labor Day. But that's just me. But it seems to
me. That's how it is most of the country. However, where I went to school, we always did that.
Well, they don't do that around here anymore.
Yeah.
They start it, then you take a break for Labor Day weekend, and you go, it's just crazy. Just wait till Tuesday, after Labor Day. Hi, everybody. Come on in. Time to go to school.
That's how it always was. The school I went to, the schools in Long Island, we always stayed closed until the Tuesday after Labor Day.
Back when I was a kid.
The best thing about that was that I could, show off all my new fall clothes that I got.
See, that's one thing I never did, because my mother, God bless her soul, she tried to always get me things that were nice. And I'm the clothes destroyer. If I buy something new, literally something happens to it within a day or two. It's true. Some people are like that with cars. It's with clothes. So it's either a turtleneck for me or a polo shirt. But other than that, I'm telling you, I'm just terrible with clothes. It's horrible. And I like to wear lots of things, but It doesn't pay.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way, because I always end up managing to spill coffee or something on a brand new shirt, and then I have to throw it in the wash the same day. I don't know. I guess I'm just a mess. I don't understand why it always happens to me.
And it's funny when you get a new shirt and then you stain it. Now the stain will come out, but for some reason there's a different feeling about that shirt from that point on. It's like when you have a car and doesn't have a dent. That first little dent, even though it can get fixed, you still know it's got that dent. And that's the way it is with new clothes. So, oh well, it's always been that way in my life. Always. You know,
yeah, I know exactly what you mean. When you first wear those new clothes, it's like you feel so fresh, and that was my favorite thing about, you know, going back to school. I got to show off to people.
I didn't really have a favorite thing about going back to school. I have to tell you, I didn't mind school.
Really,
I think seeing my friends, that was the best part about going back to school. Well, we've gone back to school on the weather, so we'll check with you tomorrow morning and see how the parade of thunderstorms goes on.
Yes, we will.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Marshall.
Bye-bye. Anthony J. in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.